business, you need advice, solutions, and better expertise to win marketing. We get it. Answer Business Banking.
President Hitlin is concerned over Wishbach's claims after Estelanda assassination. FRA to purchase 500,000 metric tons of maize during 2026-2027 season. In global news, Libya, Algeria, and Tunisia signed an agreement to share Sahara Africa water. Good afternoon and welcome to the Princess Unknown News. My name is Constance Mavanyama. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over allegations of witchcraft speculation on social media following a post-mortem conducted on late former president of Zimbabwe. Speaking during a special interview on Radio Canada in Tripoli this morning, the head of state and Tripoli's delegation blamed him for witchcraft, stating that neither he nor his family practices or believes in such acts. He has expressed disappointment at the continued spread of false information, suggesting that he intends to use the remains of the late former president for rituals, describing the allegations as baseless. President Hichilema also addressed the ongoing debate surrounding the decision by South African authorities to carry out a post-mortem about the concerns of the late former president's family, stating that a post-mortem is a standard medical procedure, particularly in cases where there are suspicions about the cause of death, including possible poisoning. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has stressed the need to afford Mr. Lungu a dignified burial, noting that he should be laid to rest at his home with full military honors in recognition of his role as former commander in chief.
If I believed in witchcraft myself, in the years I was being persecuted, here in Kitwe and Chingol, when we were almost killed in Chingol, how they've been hiring Nangas, how they did it, a bit of money, how they've been hiring Nangas. I never went to Nangas. Then my family, the SA family, we will never find a Nangas. I don't believe it. We don't believe it. I'm glad that my wife doesn't. We told our children not to work time, the issue, prayer. But they must work. But today I'm reading every day. People are talking about who is doing witchcraft and this, and what, and what. No, post-mortem is a normal thing, especially when people allege that this person was poisoned. If post-mortem is necessary.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has announced that it will purchase 500,000 metric tons of white maize and 10,000 metric tons of heavy rice during the 2026-2027 crop and cotton season. According to FRA Secretary William Shirinda, this year's crop and cotton season will open on 1st May 2026 and close on 31st October 2026. Mr. Shirinda has stated that the FRA will buy designated commodities to 1,700 satellite depots that will be opened across 116 districts. He further explained that all crops will be inspected by FRA representatives to ensure quality and appropriate documentation will be issued for each transaction. Mr. Shirinda has also indicated that farmers will be paid using digital payment methods, adding that alternative payment options may be considered to provide greater convenience for those acquiring the crop. Zambia's annual rate of inflation for April 2026 decreased to 6.8% from 7.1% recorded in May, indicating moderation in the rise of consumer prices. Announcing the development in the market this morning, Zambia Statistics Agency, Statistics General Chila Mbenda, says this means that on average prices of goods and services increased by 6.8% between April 2025 and April 2026. Ms. Mbenda explains that annual food inflation eased to 7.3% and also from 7.8% in March, driven by changes in the prices of key commodities such as milling, rice, wheat, flour, cooking oil, and selected vegetables and legumes. She, however, indicated that non-food inflation increased slightly to 6% from 5.9% in the previous month, mainly due to science initiatives and scientific progress, air transport and accommodation services. Meanwhile, moving down there, Zambia revealed that recorded a trade surplus of 0.8 billion kwacha in March 2026 despite an overall decline in trade performance.
Inflation rate for three divisions increased for the month of April, that is for the furnishing, parts of equipment and routine household maintenance, are increasing to 5.5% in April 2026 from 5.4%. The transport division increased to 1.3% from negative 0.3% that was recorded in March 2026. And the last group that increased is that of recreation and housing, whose inflation rate increased to 6.3% in April 2026 from 6.2% in March 2026.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has revealed that it is targeting to produce 120 million kilograms of tobacco by the 2018-16 season. Speaking with Alpha this morning at the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between TBZ and Zambia Institute of Mass Communication Education and Trust, ZAMCOM, which will see ZAMCOM producing radio jingles and sport adverts, among other things, to enhance messaging and education, TBZ Executive Director Robert Myers said all this supports one clear goal, which is producing 80 kilograms of tobacco in the 2025-2026 marketing season and 120 kilograms by 2028. Mr. Myers expressed optimism that the partnership will enable TBZ to communicate its achievements more effectively, improve its corporate visibility, and enhance the production of high-quality branded content. He added that the collaboration will also support the creation of short videos and digital content designed to directly reach farmers, industry partners, and the wider public.
We want to bring such packaging the tobacco industry closer to the farming community and also to the people of Zambia. All of the support, one clear target. We are targeting 120 million by 2028. And this year alone, as a tobacco industry, we are targeting not less than 80 million kgs of tobacco in this 2025-2026 tobacco marketing season.
Meanwhile, ZAMCOM Executive Director Kennedy Miller said the MOU represents more than just a formal agreement, but a serious commitment to enhancing communication, effectiveness, institutional visibility, and capacity development within the tobacco subsector of Zambia.
Tobacco, which is a foreign crop for me, is an economic crop and number one contributor to non-traditional export earnings for Zambia. And I want to say that this plays a significant role in Zambia's agriculture and economic landscape. However, ladies and gentlemen, its impact can only be fully realized when supported by clear, accurate and strategic communication. And this meeting, therefore, underscores the importance of storytelling how the crop value chain significantly impacts the growers, creating jobs and foster the merchants, the processors, and eventually Zambia's economy through export earnings.
In global news, Bolivia, Angola, and Tunisia have agreed on a framework for the rational and equitable use of water from vast shared aquifer in the Sahara Desert. The agreement, known as the Tripoli Declaration, underscores the need to strengthen coordination and information exchange among the three countries to ensure the sustainable management of the non-renewable resource. The northwestern Sahara Africa system, which stretches across the three nations, is one of the largest groundwater reserves in the world. The BBC reports in the business channel.
Oil prices have again risen sharply, with Brent crude at one point reaching $126 a barrel, its highest figure in 4 years. The leaked barrels are reports that the U.S. military will brief President Trump on plans for new strikes in Iran. Pro-Palestinian activists say a flotilla of more than 50 boats carrying aid to Gaza has been intercepted by Israeli military patrols in international waters near Greece. The organizers called the move illegal. A blockade around the Malian capital Bamako is tightening. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated jihadist group Jenin has closed several routes into the city. It follows coordinated attacks by jihadists.